Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome back to Not Another Mummy Podcast. I'm Alison Perry and you're listening to episode 14. Welcome back to the podcast that features conversations about motherhood. My guest today is Michelle Kennedy, who is the founder of the app Peanut, which is a bit like a dating app for mums to meet other mums. We met at her office and we chatted about that thing that so many mums suffer from, guilt. It was a few weeks ago that we recorded this, so when I listened back to it, I'd kind of forgotten what had been said, and it was a bit like listening to it as a proper listener. So I think it's fair to say, I think I can say this, I think it's a good episode. Michelle's really insightful, and she's got some very interesting things to say about motherhood, so I hope you enjoy. So welcome, Michelle.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So excited to have you on the podcast. So you launched Peanut earlier this year, didn't you?
Yeah, it was in end of February, actually. It feels like longer, but yeah.
So tell me about the app and what led you to launch it.
So Peanut was born, I suppose, from two reasons. The first one was kind of deeply personal. None of my girlfriends had babies at all. And I really felt quite lonely when I had Finn. I don't think it's something that I really expected. No one really kind of had said, by the way, this can be a bit tough. I also didn't feel like I was able to say it. Felt kind of an awkward thing to say. You feel like, oh gosh, I do have friends.
Yeah.
You don't want to feel like you sound like a loser, but ultimately it's quite hard. Like long periods of time on your own with a little person who doesn't like give much back at that
age. Give nothing back.
Actually, and genuinely, I could have been anyone. That's how I used to feel. And it wasn't, you know, people sometimes talk about how they didn't immediately bond with a baby or whatever. I actually just felt like Finn didn't love me. It was this very strange feeling, and I think compounded by it was winter and I was on my own. And I'd been used to being very busy at work and around people all the time. And then you do see your friends and your life is just a bit different. You know, they're talking about a guy that they slept with last night and you're like, that's amazing. I need to go home and do a dream feed. And the parallel worlds is just too weird. So I think that was the kind of personal note. And I also felt kind of frustrated by what was out there. I'd been working in tech for 6 years, so I was kind of aware of what was out there in terms of technology. And yet it came to motherhood and it was like, here's a forum or here's something that's web-based. And I was like, well, that's not right. I'm doing everything else in the palm of my hand and I can't do it when it's related to motherhood. I'd been working in dating, so it was kind of, I suppose, natural progression.
So you were on the launch team for Bumble, weren't
you?
Yeah.
So I was... So Badoo is this huge dating platform. I think not many people know about it in the US and UK, but it's very big in Europe and South America. And as part of that, we launched Bumble. And I suppose it was just that exposure to really seeing how you can connect people that it felt obvious to say, well, I'm just going to apply it to women. So I can find some mum friends, basically.
Yeah.
And then the more you speak to women, the more common you find it is, the more that women actually do want to hang out with other women. And it's not just because we're mums, right? That used to really frustrate me. Oh, I've got a friend. She's just become a mum. You two should hang out. And then you hang out and you're like...
Yeah, you'd love her because you're both mums.
That's it. And then you meet each other. It's so awkward. Yeah. You're like, oh, God, I've got nothing to say. I just wanted to find someone who was like on the same wavelength as me. And I didn't feel like it was asking too much. It, Like, yeah. I just felt like, you know, maybe if it was a guy's problem, it would have already been solved by now. And so I just thought that I was going to be the one to do it.
It's quite nice on the app, though, how you choose three things, don't you, that are important to you.
Right.
So I downloaded it and I was playing around with it. And I found it quite thrilling, I have to say. Like,
yes.
In terms of, like, you know, a way of, like, you know, potentially meeting new friends. Having, like, these women come up and me kind of either swiping down or, you know, yeah. saying, yes, I want to know more yeah. about you. It felt, I don't know, because... Well, dating apps weren't around when I was
right.
dating. So I've been with my husband for 17 years.
Right.
So I've never done the whole dating app thing. So I really got a thrill out of using the app, using Peanuts.
Yeah.
But I love how you say, so I chose that I like a wine.
Yeah.
I'm a foodie.
Yeah.
And that I like being at home.
Yeah.
And I felt like that really summed me up. And you can really easily see on everyone else's profile what's important to them.
Completely. For example, I am a home bird. I love being at home. There's nothing I like more than being at home in my slobbies. Kind of agoraphobic in that way. And if I saw someone who was very outdoorsy, for example, I know instantly we're not going to hang out because I don't want to go like walking anywhere. That's not who I am.
Yeah.
But if you want to drink a glass of wine in your slobbies at my house, say
game
for that. Yeah, I'm so in for it. We're going to get on amazingly.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to have that kind of like almost like gamification, like fun. It's meant to be fun, and it's for women. It's not for kids. It's for us to connect.
And it feels like women, a real theme running through what you do, that, you know, supporting women seems to be very important to you.
Massively. I think that there are a few women who I've met in my life and on my journey in my career who have made such a tremendous impact on me that I don't know why we don't do more to bring women together. And whenever I see women doing something amazing, whether they're in a competitive product or not, why wouldn't we like support and applaud that? Like, it's so good. It takes balls and it takes guts to do any of, you know, anything where you're kind of standing out there and saying, it's me, I'm going to try and change this. And we should just be a bit more supportive, because amazing things happen when we do support each other. And if Peanut was a way for women to connect and to be able to do that, and we were facilitating that, like, how could that ever be a bad thing?
Mm.
I just couldn't ever see a downside to that.
Absolutely. And have you had, you know, the app's been going for quite a few months now, have you had success stories coming through from women who've met?
It's my absolute favourite thing to get success stories, because it's why we're doing it, right? So whenever you get, like, the big stuff is cool, and definitely it's, like, for the team, we all find it very rewarding. So if Apple does something with us, amazing, or, like, Good Morning America did a feature on us, and I was like, ah, this is amazing. But the best thing is when someone sends me an email and they're like, this has changed my life, or thank you so much, or I felt like I was in a rut and now I've met this other cool girl and she only lives down the road from me. I mean, that's amazing. Someone's husband emailed me on LinkedIn.
Oh, really?
Saying, I told my wife to do this, but she thought it was embarrassing. But I just want to tell you, like, how much it's changed her life. We've just moved and she didn't know anyone, and we have a newborn. And she's now got, like, her circle of friends thanks to Peanut, and I think it's amazing. Well, for me, I was crying.
I bet you were crying.
Yeah.
I feel like crying now.
Yeah, it's the best feeling in the world, because I genuinely believe, had I had Peanut when I had Finn, my experience of motherhood in those early stages would have been very different.
Yeah, I really wish Peanut had been around, you know, 7 years ago when I was a new mum, because I remember walking into coffee shops with my pram and seeing on my own and seeing mums chatting and just feeling such envy.
Oh,
all I wanted to do was go up and be their friend, but you can't do
that. You can't. That would be the worst thing. Also, Finn, love him as I do, was the baby who always cried. So he was a bit colicky and he didn't really sleep and he was just a bit of a crier. And I would see those women and I'd look at Finn, and the only time he didn't cry was when I walked.
Right.
And I'd have that pull of, I would love to just go and drink coffee, but I really can't, because, you know, Finn will be the one that's crying. And I don't know, I just lacked a lot of confidence in myself as a mum as well. It's exactly that. You have the envy, and then you have the concern of, like, what are they thinking of me? And really, all you're doing is judging what they will judge about you, and it's all this weird cycle, and you just should relax, because actually it will be fine. But I do think I found those early months extremely tough.
They're hard, aren't they? So great that you're doing something to, you know, facilitate women, help them find friends. So guilt.
Oh.
Is that something that you feel like you have suffered from as a mum?
Every day. Every day. I mean, my husband and I laugh because I'm Catholic and he's Jewish. So we always joke that we've got, like, the most amount of guilt that anyone can ever have. And none of that compares to the guilt as a mum.
Yeah, mum guilt. It's a new breed of guilt, isn't it? It doesn't compare to anything.
It doesn't compare to anything because if I let Finn watch TV, I feel guilty because I'm not stimulating his brain and his mind. If I don't cook a meal, I feel guilty because, you know, what preservatives are in the food and what have I done? If he doesn't go to bed at 7 o'clock, I feel guilty because he won't be fresh the next day to kind of have that refreshed brain and ready to learn. If I'm not around for bedtime, I feel guilty because it's unrelenting.
Yeah.
It doesn't stop.
Yeah. And it starts right from the start, you know, even in terms of what kind of birth you have, what kind of pain relief you have, whether you do hypnobirthing, you know, whether you find breastfeeding easy.
All of that.
Whether you give your baby a dummy, like just...
Oh, it just doesn't stop. I couldn't have a natural birth, and I desperately wanted to because I kind of felt like that was, you know, my goal, and I really wanted to do it. Finney was huge, and he didn't engage. So I went to have all this acupuncture to try and make him engage, and it was unsuccessful. And on the last attempt, the guy said to me, "Michelle, your back is like a pincushion. I can't do any more. I think you actually need to go and speak to, you know, your obstetrician." And so that was the first feeling of, well, that's it, I failed. I've got to have a C-section.
Before he's even had a baby.
Crazy. And then breastfeeding was not easy. I found it really difficult. I remember having the woman who had done my NCT class come over to my house, basically shoving my boob into Finn's mouth to try and, like, show me this other technique, which, again, also wasn't working. So that was a struggle. Then he got really colicky from my breast milk. Oh. So then you feel like, oh, God, I can't even feed my own son.
Yeah.
And it does, and it builds on and on. And it's hard because we all want to give so much. Mm. We all want to be the best we can be. I think that now we're in a different climate. There are people like you and people like Clemmy and all these women who are talking about the reality.
Yeah.
And it's so different because all of a sudden you feel like a bit of a pressure. Oh, thank God she said that. Mm. That means it's okay.
Yeah.
And it's almost like we have to keep having those conversations to know that sometimes we are the best mum and sometimes we're the worst. It's okay.
That's
we're human.
Okay. Yeah.
And I find that incredibly difficult. I went back to work when Finn was really early, very young.
Mm.
So he was 5.5 months. And the guilt of that was extraordinary. I'd have a little cry in the toilets. Mm. That was very tough. It was my decision, of course. And I just think we just need to be a bit kinder to women and to each other to kind of support them through. Businesses probably need to help us out a bit more as well.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. And also just to know that whatever your journey is, it will be different from the next person, and that's okay. And as long as you are, you know, making a decision based on what you believe is best for you and your family, it's so much easier said than done, isn't it?
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So much easier said than done. I think that someone told me, happy mum, happy baby, and at the time, I kind of heard it but didn't hear it.
Mm.
And I was like, yeah, sure. Happy mum, happy sure. But it is absolutely true.
Yeah.
They're like little sponges and they feed off you, right? If I'm excited about something, Finn doesn't even know what I'm excited about, but he's excited too.
Yeah.
You know, it's just the energy that they feed off.
Yeah.
And it really was a very important, like, kind of point that someone made, and it took me a long time to kind of get there, but I do believe it.
Yeah, yeah, it's still true. And do you think it's something that mums suffer from more than dads? Mm. And if so, why do you think that is?
You know, certainly in my home, I suffer from it far more than my husband. My husband's very relaxed. He's very chill. In fact, in those early days when I had Finn and I couldn't sleep, even at the times when Finn finally slept, I couldn't sleep because I was waiting to hear him cry.
Yeah.
I mean, just that terrifying
I've been there.
Time. And my husband was so chill. He's very relaxed and very confident.
How annoying.
It's very frustrating. And there I would be like up and I can hear Rich snoring. I'd be like, do you think he's okay? And which would just be like batting me off, ignore me. So I think that certainly for me, it's something that I experience more so in my house. I actually feel like maybe it's a more recent phenomena. When I talked to my mum had no guilt.
Really?
My mum did not experience that. And whether that's just she's a, you know, very strong Irish
kick-ass
woman.
Lady.
Yeah, and she's pretty scary in her own right. So I don't know whether it's that or whether we kind of take more on ourselves now.
Yeah.
And I think we are at a point in time where we're told we can do anything, yeah. right? And women can be anything, and we can. But that means that we want to be the best at everything.
Yeah, and we want to do everything.
Everything. To the best that we can do. Mm. So whether that is as a daughter, as a wife, as a partner, as a mom, as a friend, as a sister, whatever, you can't do it full pelt all the time.
Yeah.
Like, no one can do that. And I also think that kind of guilt element, I was told for so long, like, get your grades at school, work hard at school, get your grades, get the job, get a professional job. Like, that was really the route that I was kind of given, and I did it. There is no route with motherhood. There is, like, they're little people. You can't just be like, okay, that's my KPI done for the quarter. No, that's obviously not how it works.
Yeah.
And with that comes guilt, because you can't measure your success, because the only success is, are they healthy, are they happy, you know.
Yeah. And are you healthy and happy as well?
Exactly.
So important.
Yeah, that is super hard. I mean, show me anyone who gets all of that balance right all at once, and I will, like, worship them.
Sometimes almost like the pressure to get that balance is enough to send you over the edge, you know, just... feeling I put this silly thing on Instagram last night, because basically I felt like I totally won at the day.
I saw it.
I put the recycling out, I'd taken a package to the post office, I'd sat down and done homework with my 7-year-old. I felt like, yes, I'm winning at life. But the reason that was such a feeling of joy was because that never happens. It's
yeah.
so unusual.
Yeah.
But we put so much pressure on ourselves to get that balance and get, you know, all those plates spinning in the air.
That's exactly right. It's the juggle. I call it, like, the juggle is real, right? The juggle is real.
It really is real.
It's everywhere. And it's in every single department. And whether it's remembering a birthday party or your mother-in-law's birthday or your best friend's birthday or whatever it is, it's, you know, it's like you feel like a ticking time bomb.
Yeah.
And then you're like, but I have to look after myself and drink that green juice and do some meditation on Headspace and... how can you do it? There just aren't enough hours in the day most of the time.
I think we need to invent at least another 12 hours a day to fit in all of this well-being and health stuff.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, we're going to go bonkers.
One more day a week would be great, just to, if that's like me day.
Yeah.
I would be really happy with that.
So how do you think we do it then? How do we manage the whole guilt thing that mums suffer from? Is it just a case of every day reminding ourselves that we're doing a good job?
I think it's reminding each other. Mm. I think it's why people like you are so important, so that, you know, anyone who's listening to this and is suffering from an attack of the guilt right now can think, well, Alison said this, so it's probably okay. It's the more conversations between women that make it okay and acceptable and accessible, that's where it's important. It's like anything. Mm. The more you talk about it, the more real it is, the more norm it is, the less we have to talk about it in the future. So I think just reminding each other is really important. Telling each other we're doing a good job is really important.
Yeah.
Because I think we forget to tell ourselves.
We do. And I think pointing out to our friends the successes that they've had in the day that you might not even realise yourself. So
absolutely. I went to a conference the other week, and there was this room of, you know, 100 women who are all mummies, who are all thinking about doing their own business. And they were all asking me questions. How did you do this? How did you do that? And I genuinely said, you've all got really young children. I'm not sure that I left the house on a Saturday or got changed. You're already doing an amazing job. You're already winning. If you get out of the house every day in a clean set of clothes and have even managed to wash your hair, winning.
Absolutely.
You know, that's hard. And rewarding each other for when you're doing that good stuff is super important.
Mm, yeah. I was reading a really interesting blog post yesterday, actually, by Katie Hill, and she was writing about how she thinks there's too much pressure on women on their maternity leave to launch a business. And 100%. Actually, just getting through that maternity leave in one piece with your baby in one piece, that's the win.
Can we kill the word momtrepreneur?
Oh, I hate that word.
It's not cool.
Really,
we don't
isn't.
Have dadtrepreneur.
No.
Can we just not have momtrepreneur?
Let's
it's not,
not
acceptable.
And mum boss. I'm not
no,
going with mum boss.
I don't want this. What we should want is for women to do what they want to do and feel good and happy and confident about what they're doing. And if you have a killer idea in your maternity leave and you want to go and smash it, amazing. All power to you. I hope you absolutely rock it. Support you all the way. If you actually just are getting through the day and remembering to eat, because we often forget to eat because we're feeding the little ones.
Yeah.
If you remember to eat and you get through the day, also amazing and all power to you. And we're here for you and we support you.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do what everyone else says they're doing, or you know, and also you never know, your life can be completely different to someone else's. You don't know what support network they've got.
Yeah.
You don't know kind of whether their family are around. You just don't know. You just do you. Hard to remember.
It really is.
But
yeah.
Really important.
And it is really interesting, isn't it, thinking about the support network, that you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago there was such a support network around you when you know,
yeah.
Women who had babies.
Yeah.
And that just isn't there anymore, which is why we come all the way back to peanuts.
Yeah.
Full circle.
Yeah.
Why it's so important to create that network around you.
Yeah, I mean, they say it takes a village, right, to raise it. But we don't live in our village anymore. You know, you don't live down the road from your mum or your sister or your best friend. Even if your best mate lives in London, they might live the other side of London. It's still an hour to try and meet up with them.
Yeah.
We just don't live like that anymore. We're moving for work or for lifestyle or for every reason or for no reason. And because of that, we're kind of moving where our support network is.
Mm.
And I think, yeah, I think that is why it's important. I've always felt a little bit nomadic, I suppose, in that way. And it does become really important.
That's why it's so amazing that we've got all of this stuff online, that we can actually be accessing support wherever we are. We don't need to be. I mean, my mum lives in Scotland, and we were FaceTiming each other last night, and my 7-year-old was there, like, "Hi, Gran," you know, technology is just doing amazing things for us.
Completely. Someone asked me, "Do you think tech is making us lonelier?" And I just couldn't believe it. I was like, well, no, I think that actually lifestyle is making us lonelier. We're working long hours. We're, you know, we're pursuing different goals now. But tech actually, if used in the right way, can bring you together. That moment at 2 a.m. when you're feeling completely like on your own, like the only person in the world doing a night feed, and to be able to go on your phone and connect with someone, well, I mean, that's taking the loneliness away.
Yeah.
So it's really just giving tools to find connectivity that I think is amazing.
Brilliant. Okay, Michelle, some quick fire questions.
Oh, love it. Yep.
Who do you look at and think you've got motherhood sorted?
Oh, yeah. Let me think.
There's always one that you think, oh, you've just got it nailed.
Am I allowed to say a friend?
Yes, of course you can.
So my friend Sharmadine Reed, who is the founder of Wild Nails, she is super mama. She is a mommy, she's a single mommy, she has her business, she's chic, she's funny, she makes me laugh every day. She's killing it. Love her for it.
She sounds amazing. And what do you think makes a good mum friend?
Humour. You have to be able to laugh at yourself. You have to have someone who can show you how ridiculous you're being. One of my very good friends, I was obsessing because Finley wouldn't eat lumpy puree.
Oh, yeah.
At the time that I was weaning him. And I was like, this is it. He's just going to reject certain foods. And she just looked at me and she was like, Michelle, I have never seen a grown man walk into a restaurant and say, do you mind blending that until it's smooth because I don't like lumps? And you know when you have that reality check of, I'm a moron. Right. Thanks very much.
I'm going crazy.
I'm back in it. You have to have humour. Yeah. You have to have someone who can make you laugh at yourself. It just like takes the pressure off everything.
Absolutely. And on that note, what's been your most embarrassing mum moment?
Oh, God. So many. I am such an awkward person. I'm clumsy and I say the wrong things and I'm just generally awkward. I suppose when Finn was quite new, I went shopping and I went to a posh shop. Stupid anyway, but in my head they had toys, like they have in posh shops, they have toys,
yeah,
you know.
Of course, yeah.
So I was, and he was a babe, so what would he need toys for? But anyway, in my head I felt like it was the right thing to do. And I tried on this silk top. And literally, I just got breast milk all over the top.
No.
A, because it was too small, and I'd forgot to kind of take account for the fact that I had boobs, because I've never had them. So I was like, oh. And two, it just smeared all up the front of this. And I just didn't know what to do, and I stood there fanning it, trying to, like, dry it out. And, of course, it just dried in these two.
Yeah.
What awful.
Did you do? Did you,
horrendous.
Did you own up?
No, I put the jacket over the top. I'm not going to name the shop because I'll never let them back. I don't go there anymore anyway. awkward. Yeah, that was bad. And then obviously left the shop and cried and rang my husband. Oh, God, my life.
Navigating all that stuff is so hard, though. Like, having leaky boobs is just...
I didn't know.
No one prepares you for that.
I didn't know. And I'm so flat-chested. To even have boobs was, like, a novelty, let alone thinking about the fact that a top might be tight on them. Oh. No, never happened to me before.
Awkward. Are you willing to show me what's in your bag?
Oh, yeah, I will show you what's in my... It's nothing very exciting,
well,
but I will.
But it's just to give a real, like, glimpse into real motherhood. Look at it.
Hand sanitizer, always. This lavender one, also really good when you're just feeling a bit stressed.
Nice.
Sunglasses. Wallet, obviously. Oversized wallet. Blister plasters.
It's just practical. So random.
Always. Just in case I'm running to meetings. The much underrated scrunchie.
A scrunchie?
Yeah, very underrated. I found a shop in Hampstead that sells them. Really nice on the hair. I remember why I loved them in the 90s.
Very 90s.
Very 90s.
And your bag is quite 90s as well. It's got a little leather rucksack.
It is very... Do you remember when we all used to wear them, but smaller?
Tiny little
rucksack. Exactly, I love that.
I used to go clubbing with mine on.
Yes, so did I. I also had a white patent one as well.
Oh, nice.
That was nice. Random pair of earrings.
Oh, they're lovely. They're like pink tassels with a jewel on them.
Yeah, a bit Pat Butcher, but okay.
Lovely.
Hair clips. So many hair clips, like you wouldn't believe. Eyelash curlers, don't even know why they're in there. Lots of lipsticks. Hundreds of lipsticks. I don't even wear lipstick. I think it's why I keep them in here. Just hundreds and hundreds
just
of lipsticks.
Just in case you decide you want to wear lipstick.
Look, another one. I think that's it. There's really nothing very exciting in my bag.
Amazing. Thank you so much for sharing that with us.
Thank you.
Listen, Michelle, thank you. It's been so lovely chatting to you today. It's been enlightening and interesting and, great. So thank you.
Thank you very much.
Isn't Michelle fab? I loved having her as my guest. Do check out the app Peanut if you're looking to make some new local friends. And thank you for listening, and be sure to subscribe to the podcast so that you never miss an episode.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.